With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is increasing testing capacity and contact tracing efforts as public health measures are rolled back throughout the state. Officials say they are monitoring any new spikes in COVID-19 cases as tourism increases. The department's goal is to contact trace 95% of all positive cases by the end of the summer. Officials say residents should always practice social distancing when out recreating. If traveling to other parts of the state, load up on any supplies and fuel in your local community before leaving. Local food bank Lift Up says it is serving about 4 times its normal distribution numbers. Executive Director Angela Mills says that the organization has given emergency food bags to about 500 families for each of the past 3 weeks. Mills said the busiest weeks were in mid-April, with nearly 900 families receiving food bags at drive-through distribution sites throughout the Roaring Fork Valley. As local communities move into the next phase of reopening, Lift Up will continue to use its drive-through sites. Starting June 15th, it will offer longer distribution times and some later pickup hours as some people ease back into work. State lawmakers have taken the first step toward passing a budget that contains $3.3 billion worth of spending cuts caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Scott Franz has more.
Democrats in the House of Representatives voted to advance a spending plan that will cut more than $500 million from K-12 schools next fiscal year. Another $500 million is also being cut from colleges and universities. But some of those reductions will be offset by emergency aid from the federal government. Representative Danaya Eskar worked on the budget for several months.
We didn't look at one thing and rip the money out of it and say good luck. We looked at everything and trimmed where we could.
The budget reductions will affect every state department, from tourism spending to road work. All Republicans in the House opposed the budget, with some trying to save a property tax break for older residents and veterans. The Senate is now considering the spending plan. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The Bureau of Land Management should finish moving its headquarters to Grand Junction, Colorado by July 1st. But according to analysis by The Hill, a DC news website, the agency still hasn't filled some of those top positions. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
According to BLM Deputy Director for Policy and Programs William Perry Penley, the move will get decision makers closer to the action. Almost all federal lands are in the West and Alaska. But back in March, a report from the Government Accountability Office found that the agency did not follow, quote, key practices for effective agency reforms relevant to relocating employees, unquote. Aaron Weiss is with the conservation group Center for Western Priorities.
Everyone who has been watching the agency knows they have botched this from the beginning, and now those chickens are coming home to roost.
A spokesperson with the BLM could not confirm on deadline the number of positions that remain unfilled. For the Mount West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.